thanks so much for coming. I run CASE, the Campaign for Science and Engineering, and I really am very sorry if you did come see the cricketer. Because what I'm here to tell you about is why I'll be shooting ourselves in the foot if we don't carry on funding research. Now, whenever I say that, people say back, well, if you don't want to cut science, what do you want to cut? And it sounds like a bad question, but it's not the right question. People who support science and engineering are just like everyone else. We want to see good schools, we want to see good hospitals, we want good public services. But we know that if we want those things, we need a strong, stable, and rebalanced economy. And in an age where we can't compete, and actually don't even want to compete on cheap labour or digging more things out of the ground, we need to turn our economy into a knowledge-intensive one. If we want to be sustainable and secure, we need to invest in science and engineering because they deliver growth. In 2007, the UK had a trade deficit of almost £40 billion. That's how much more we were buying from abroad than managing to sell. We're a huge net importer of goods and services. The science and engineering bucked that trend. Foreign companies consistently invest billions of pounds more in UK research and development than we spend abroad. That means that the science and engineering are some of our proudest exports. Why? Because UK science and engineering is amongst the most exciting and efficient in the world. And just this week, as has been talked about, we had three new Nobel laureates in science. Three. Two of them were Russians who came to the UK because they see us as a beacon for global research. But if you're worried that they're foreign scientists, ask yourself who benefits from them coming here. I can tell you that it's not Russia. Of all the research that takes place in the UK, around 90%, that's 90%, is officially defined as world class. We produce about 1/10 of the world's science, which is 1% of its population. We're ranked first amongst G8 countries for the number of scientific papers we publish relative to the size of our economy. And you know what? All this is done on a shoestring. Colin talked about how much different countries spend on science. I want to tell you a bit about how much different governments spend on science. The UK government spends just over 0.5% of our GDP on research. That's just 0.5% of our entire economy on science and engineering. The German government spends 40% more than us. The Americans and now the French spend half as much again. But even with that 0.5%, we lead the world. So just imagine what we could do with more. But instead, we're looking to cut back, apparently. And you know, cuts to science and engineering wouldn't be quite so bad if other countries were doing the same, if countries like Germany and the US were saying we're going to cut science as well. But they're not. They're saying that right now they want to increase their own science investments. Right now they're putting more money into science and engineering. They're making themselves a better place to invest and to work in research, just as the UK is thinking about doing the exact opposite. It's not rocket science, Mr. Osborne. You don't have to be Einstein to figure it out, which I suppose is just as well. The thing is, with the numbers being bantered about, and we've heard 20%, 30% cuts to science investment, we could be on the verge of a catastrophic collapse in our science and engineering base, and I'm not overreacting here. By the time it's obvious to the government what they've done, when they realise just how vital science is, it'll be too late. Science and engineering departments up and down the country will have shut down. Our best scientists, young and old, many of you here today in fact, will probably have gone abroad. High-tech companies will have invested where they can find top science graduates and world-class research, which are their raw materials. Not in the UK, in other words. But hey, don't just take it from me. Here's what the Institute for Physical Studies, IFS, said. They said, cuts in spending on science are likely to have important long-term consequences. The UK would become a less desirable place to invest in research. That's the IFS. How about the CBI, the Federation of British Industry? They said, publicly funded research and development has a multiplier effect. It makes the UK a more attractive place to invest. But what about former Conservative Science Minister and First Secretary of the Treasury, who works in that building right over there, Lord William Waldegrave? He said, if we cut science now, we will seriously damage our economic prospects. This isn't controversial. This isn't the time to lower our ambitions. It's not the time to go backwards. It's a time to take advantage of our science and engineering base, to maximise it, and it's time for the UK to become a genuine high-tech nation looking towards the future. And you know, it can get a bit boring talking about money all the time. I mean, it's not why I got into science. Science isn't all about money. In fact, when I decided to go to university and study biology, some people asked me, really? Biology? Sure you don't want to get a proper qualification? Where's the money in science? And you know, my parents did kind of have a point. A fast-stream civil servant, people who work around here, they start on £25,000 a year. A newly qualified teacher can earn £27,000 a year, and trust me, you don't want to hear about what a new investment banker can earn. A PhD studentship gets you £13,000 a year. Scientists aren't greedy. They're not in it to get rich. They'd get the hell out if they were. Scientists push back the boundaries of human knowledge. They find cures for diseases. They look for life on distant planets. Engineers got us to the moon. They invented the World Wide Web and the mobile phone. And I hear they're still working on the jetpacks. If the rest of the 21st century is anything like this first decade, we're going to need more scientists and engineers, not fewer. We're going to need to carry on training and attracting people who are fascinated by the world around us, because it's that fascination and that curiosity that are going to help us solve the challenges that are there for everyone, not just the UK. Whether it's fighting infectious disease, or stopping climate change, or finding alternative energy, or feeding the world, or a million and one of the things we haven't even dreamed of yet. And that's why we're here to campaign, because we don't want to compromise on the future. But it's kind of ironic me being here, and my organisation, the Campaign for Science and Engineering, hasn't had its name for very long. Until a few years ago, it was called Save British Science. And if I told you it was founded in 1986, you could probably guess why it was called that. So when Dr. Jenny Rowe, who you heard from earlier, issued her call to arms, or is it blog to arms? Issued her call to arms to form Science is Vital, Case had to help. On the one hand, it's frustrating that we had to ask you all to come here to fight the battles that we shouldn't have to fight. But on the other hand, it's fantastic that you are here. Because scientists and people who care about science are stereotyped in the media as bookish nerds who never want to get involved. They can't say that after today. Look at you! It's fantastic that we're all here. Stand up and be counting, to say that we think science is vital, and because we all want to save British science. The word on the street is that if Vince Cable and George Osborne still haven't made up their minds, they're still arguing. There's still everything to vital because they haven't figured out what the budgets are going to be. So I think if we shout it loud enough, we can still make a difference. How about we save British science? Save British science!
Save British science!
Save British science!
Save British science! Save British science!
Save British science! Save British science! Save British science!
Save British science!
Save British science!
Save British science!
Save British science!